Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go with me in closing to 2 Chronicles. And let me pose a question to you. What if all the people of God began to tithe? Second Chronicles 31. Now, while you're turning there, let me elaborate just a little bit further on this. Can I send part of my tithe somewhere other than the local church? Because I know that's a big deal to some folks. And like I said, if you don't agree, we can just still smile and be happy. But you got to watch that the pastor says, oh, no. It all has to come here. That can sound self-serving. Amen. Or the traveling minister says, part of it can come to us. Well, that can sound self-serving. Yes. I'm both. I've done both. So I'm covered either way. But that's got nothing to do with it either. This is the light I have. Amen. This is what I can see in the Word. This is what we do. This is how we practice. You need to be led for yourself. But the first big step is just if you'd tithe. And I'm understanding this takes this out of the realm of you in the church. This is you tithing before the Lord. This is between you and the Lord. You set up your God account. You tithe. That's your business. I don't know what you're making. I don't know what's supposed to go in that account, and I'm not going to ask. That's between you and the Lord. But millions are not doing this. Millions. They're not doing it. And so many people do it under the guise of, well, I'm just going to be led. And they use that as an excuse to do nothing. Did you hear me? People do that with working in the church. There's been people before that we've asked, you know, well, would you help us on this? You volunteered, you want to help with something. How about helping on this? Well, I'm not led for that. I'm not led. And wind up doing nothing. Well, the thing is, they don't know God very well. They're not being led. They're not listening. Did you hear me? But people use that, I got to be led to do nothing. And so year after year goes, and year after year. Be honest with yourself. Get your stuff down. Look at it. What percent of your income did you put into the kingdom of God? And a lot of folk just going to have to admit, 2%. 1%. Well, if you're happy with that, and your heart is satisfied, I'm not going to bug you about it. But I'm not happy with that. Did you hear me? I got a better covenant than they had. Right? I know God for myself. I can hear God for myself. I want to go 10, 20, 30, 40. I'm believing God in my life for Him to have at least 51%. That's ownership. Huh? That's where Phyllis and I are headed. We're not there yet. I was talking to a minister just the other day, and he told me about a fellow he knew, was a very wealthy man, and he said to man, this is with his words, he said, we reverse tithe. Yeah, amen. He said, huh? Yeah, right. He said, God gets 90, and we live on 10. Yeah. I says, whew, I couldn't make it on 10. On his 10%? How many know 10% of 100 million a year? Yeah. You can live good on. Right? Yeah. But see, you can't wait. Well, boy, if I was there, I'd do it. No, you wouldn't. You would do with 100 million exactly what you're doing with 100. Exactly. The Bible says it.
Yeah, right. That's right.
If you're faithful with the little, you'd be faithful with much. If you don't tithe off $100, you wouldn't tithe off 1 million either. Jesus said so. So it's between you and the Lord. But what if everybody began to tithe? We got a picture of it right here. Second Chronicles 31. In the days of Hezekiah, you know, as the leader, so the people. The leader was stirred up about God and loved God, King Hezekiah, and as a result, the whole nation followed him in. Daddy, if you tithe, mama, if you tithe and you teach it and you talk it, your kids will tithe. And they'll teach tithing to their children after them. Right? If you don't think that, you know, it's like telling kids, you know, don't smoke now. It's bad for your health. And they're smoking a cigarette. Now, don't drink. It's bad for you, you know. Don't watch that, but you're watching it. Yeah, but I'm an adult. What are they going to do?
Watch it.
They'll do what they have to do while they're under you, but as soon as they can get away, they're going to do what you do. Because they figure you must think it's the greatest thing to do. You have to do it. It's got to be something to do. Everything produces after its own kind. Are you in Second Chronicles? What if everybody began to tithe? Verse 2. Hezekiah appointed the courses for the priest and the Levites after their courses. Every man according to his service, the priest, the Levites for burnt offerings and peace offerings to minister, to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. He appointed the king's portion for his substance for the burnt offerings. And it goes on. Verse 4. He commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priest. Well, he commanded them. He's the king. He said, I said tithe. And so they did. And the Levites, that they might be what? Oh, did you get this? The tithes came in for the portion of the priests and the Levites that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. I don't know how many times. I don't mean once or twice. I don't mean 10 or 20 times. That I have come in from meetings, maybe tired, believing for everything I knew to believe for. And I got in, and the office calls and says, we got in a $50,000 check today. I instantly feel better. Now you laugh at me, but what about you? Huh? Something like that comes in for you? You're going to tell me that you go, oh yeah. Makes no difference to me because I'm spiritual and I walk with the Lord. Well, where did this come from? It encourages you. Did you hear me? It encourages you. Y'all gave us, Phyllis and I, that double honor offering. What was it, last May or whatever it was? You know what? All those kind of things. You know what that makes me want to do? It makes me want to preach more. Study more. Pray more. Right? But see, on the opposite end, somebody's pastoring a little church, and they're barely struggling, the food on their table, and people there don't act like they even care. Don't give, don't tithe. It's discouraging, isn't it? It's discouraging. This is too natural for some folks, but it's the Bible, right? When they got stirred up and under the leadership of the king, they began to take care of their ministers and take care of the house of God. The Bible said it did what? They were encouraged, not just encouraged, but encouraged in the law of the Lord. They were encouraged to get back in the Word and to focus on the Word and to teach and preach the Word. Amen. Is there any connection between prosperity and giving and the encouragement of the ministry?
Yes.
It is. It is. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance. The first fruits of corn, wine, oil, honey, all the increase of the field, and the tithe. See, they're not the same thing. The tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things which were consecrated to the Lord their God, and they laid them by heaps. The Hebrew literally says heaps, heaps. Double heaps. Heaps of heaps. Yeah, we'd say chunks, I suspect. Piles. So we're asking the question, and the Bible answered, what if everybody begin to tithe and begin to give? Keep reading. In the third month, they begin to lay the foundation of the heaps. We're talking some serious piles. These heaps had foundations. Right? And they were built up from there. And they finished them in the seventh month. This is what happens when everybody begins to tithe and give. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and they saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord. Were they encouraged? Was the king encouraged? And the Levites and the priests, were they all encouraged? They came out there and they saw those huge piles of resources. And how many understand this is money? Right? All this stuff is money in the currency of the day. They were blessed. They blessed the Lord and his people Israel. And Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. They keep using that word, don't they? Heaps. You understand this is not a little 3-foot pile. They laid the foundation of it in the third month and topped it off 4 months later. It's this kind of pile. The king and the Levites and the leaders came out and went, whoo! Where'd all this come from? I think everybody started tithing. Oh, glory to God. Hezekiah questioned the priests and Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we've had enough to eat and got plenty left. For the Lord has blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. Why couldn't this happen in this church? Why can't this happen in every church across America? Every ministry. Glory to God. Stand on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102E. That's R1102E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.